In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, on this St. Mark's Day, we focus on the gospel appointed for today from St. John. We must remember that these verses contain a parable. And in interpreting a parable, we must not forget the great rule which applies to all of Christ's parables. The general lesson of each parable is the main thing to be noticed. The mistakes that Christians make have fallen by neglecting this rule. And many Christians make that mistake by neglecting this rule. We are meant to learn first that the union between Christ and Christians, or Christ and believers, is one that is very close. You and I, who come here Sunday after Sunday, it is our desire to be close to God. As the hymn says, draw me nearer, nearer, nearer unto thee, to be close. We learn from this parable this morning that he is the vine and we are the branches. So the union between the branch of a vine and the main stem is the closest that can ever be conceived. Think about it. It is the whole secret of the branch's life, the branch's strength, the branch's vigor, the branch's beauty, and the branch's fertility. Separate from the parent stem, it has no life of its own. The sap and the juice that flow from the stem are the origin and maintaining power of all its leaves, the buds, the blossoms, and the fruit. And you and I know that cut off from the stem, it must soon wither and die. What do we learn from this? The union between Christ and believers is just as close and just as real. In ourselves, we have no life. In ourselves, we have no strength. In ourselves, we have no spiritual power. All that we have of vital religion comes from Jesus Christ. They are what they are and feel what they feel and do what they do because we draw out of Jesus a continual supply of grace, of help, and ability. So when we are joined to the Lord by faith, when we are united in what I call mysterious union with him by the Spirit, we stand and we walk and we continue and we run the Christian race. But every jot of good about Christians is drawn from our spiritual head. The spiritual head is Jesus Christ. So the gospel we have for St. Mark's Day today, the thought before us today is both comfortable and instructive. We as Christians have no cause to despair of our own salvation. We as Christians have no cause to think that we will never reach to heaven. Let us remember that we are not left to ourselves. We are not left to our own strength. We must remember, as we reflect on this gospel today, the vine and the branches, that our root, the root is Christ, and all that there is in the root is for the benefit of the branches. Because he lives, we shall live also. You see, the world does not understand this. Worldly people have no cause to wonder at how we as Christians persevere when we go through our trials. Eh? Weak as we are in ourselves, our root is in heaven and never dies. Remember what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. He says, when I am weak, he says, then I am strong. That's the first thing. Secondly, we are meant to learn from the gospel appointed today that the fruits of the Spirit are the only satisfactory evidence of a man and a woman being a true Christian. You can know who a true Christian is when they manifest these fruits. The fruits of the Spirit, they are love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The disciple that abides in Christ, like a branch abiding in the vine, will always bear fruit. He that would know what the word fruit means need not wait long for an answer. The word repentance. We are called to repentance toward God. We are called to faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to holiness of life and conduct. These are what the New Testament calls fruit. Repentance toward God, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, holiness of life and conduct, these are what New Testament called fruit. These are the distinguishing marks of a man or a woman who is a living branch of the true vine. Where these things are wanting, to use the words of the gospel, it is vain to talk of possessing grace and spiritual life. Where there is no fruit, there is no life. Any tree that does not bear fruit, it doesn't make sense. He that lacketh these things is dead while he liveth. Where there is no fruit of the Spirit to be seen, there is no vital religion in the heart. the Spirit of the life in Jesus Christ will always make himself known in the daily conduct of those in whom he dwells. The Master himself declares in Luke chapter 6 and verse 44, every tree is known by his own fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit. And I close this sermon with this last instruction, directive. We are meant to learn, lastly, from these verses that God will often increase the holiness of true Christians by his providential dealings with them. Every branch, it is written, that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bear more fruit. The meaning of this language, dear friends, is very clear and very plain. Just as the vine dresser prunes and cuts back the branches of a fruitful vine in order to make them more fruitful, so does God purify and sanctify believers by the circumstances of life in which he places them. Think about that. Our trials, to speak plainly, is the instrument by which our Father in heaven makes Christians more holy. Think about it. Our problems, our trials. By trial, he calls out our passive graces and proves whether we can suffer his will as well as to do his will. By trial, he weans us from the world. By trial, he draws us to him. By trials, he drives us to the Bible. By trials, he drives us to Eucharist and prayer. By trials, he shows us our own hearts and he makes them humble. And this is the process by which he purges. He purges us, and by this purging, makes us more fruitful. We must remember that the lives of the saints, and think about St. Mark today, the lives of the saints in every age are the best and truest comment on the text. Never hardly do we find an eminent saint, either in the Old Testament or the New Testament, who was not purified by suffering and trials like his master, a man of sorrows. Never. All of them went through some heartaches and trials and pains, imprisonments, shipwrecks, diseases, trials. So what do we learn from St. Mark today as we come to celebrate on this, the Lord's Day? Let us learn to be patient in the days of darkness, in our trials. If we know anything of vital union with Jesus Christ, let us remember the doctrine of the passage before us and not to murmur and complain because of our trials. Remember, I shared with you on Wednesday when we celebrated Queen Elizabeth's birthday. There was a comment that she has been through so many trials. You and I know, and her way of dealing with her trials and her dignified way of living has always been never complain, never explain. Never complain, never explain. Our trials are not meant to do us harm, but good. God chastens us, as Hebrews 12 says, for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Hebrews says that. God chastens us for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Fruit is the thing that our Master desires to see in us, and he will not spare the pruning knife if he sees that we need it. In the last day, we shall all see that all was well done. Amen.